Welcome to Nintendo Dads, episode 133. On tonight's episode, we are back post E3 to discuss all the amazing news that Nintendo has dropped, such as a new Kirby, new Yoshi, did I mention the two new Metroid games, and a whole hell of a ton of amiibos. That, so much more. Zach, cue the music.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Nintendo Dads Podcast. My name is Zach Erickson. I'm just gonna let that sink in for a minute.
That your name is Zach Erickson?
No, this music. Tonight, of course, is our E3 special, June 13th, 2017. Joining me tonight from the planet of SR3. What is this? I don't know, the Metroid planet. Justin Madsen, what's going on?
What's going on, buddy? Yeah, man. I mean, so, you know, just to start off, obviously loving that music coming in. I just want everyone to remember that I essentially called exactly how that was going to happen, except it wasn't the visor, but I called it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I called it.
Yeah, and I tweeted out probably about half an hour ago. I said, last episode, I called the announcement of two Metroid games irresponsibly high hype, and Crow has never tasted so good. As it does today.
Speaking of someone who always tastes good but never liked Crow, Jesse Waldeck, BG Tribune, how are you, sir?
How do you know how I taste?
I can only assume, judging by the neck beard, sir.
It's just an assumption, man. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what happens when you assume.
I do, and it's so good. Tonight we have, of course, unfortunately, Marty is having a hard time with his internet. Hopefully he'll be able to get in later on here. If not, we wish you well. Our condolences.
It's kind of hard to do things when you have both an internet outage followed by a power outage.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. Yeah, that's the thing.
That sucks.
So, you know what doesn't suck, guys, is managing your expectations and then having them exceeded. You're welcome. Let's head straight into the news because we got so much to talk about today. All right. And of course the news is brought to us by patreon.com/NintendoDads. Hey Justin, how's that how much do you figure a cup of coffee costs over in Ireland?
Well, it's tea is what I'm having, sir. I've almost finished my cup of tea, so I'm going to get another one here. But it's pretty cheap. It's a box for about €3. Translates out to about $3.50 USD or about $100 Canadian.
For a whole box?
Yeah, just a whole box of tea.
Wow. Well, you know what? Imagine if every listener were to just say, you know what? Even just one cup of tea, we will donate to Nintendo Dads because we love the show. You guys are... Of course, this is patreon.com/NintendoDads. That's where you can go and support the show. Even $1 a month goes a long way. And we love everybody who donates to the show and helps us get all of this stuff done. Let's be real here. There's going to be a lot of the cost of Nintendo Dads and covering these games has gone up.
Just got real high. And if we're going back to this analogy, my cup of tea be empty, sir.
Yeah.
So, but
please,
in all
sir,
seriousness,
I want
no,
some more.
Seriousness, in complete seriousness, before we jump into that, though, we do want to thank our over four or just shy of 40 Patreon supporters who every single month support us to help create this show and our amazing content. Thank you so much for what you do. We greatly appreciate it. And actually, at the end of today's episode, if you are a Patreon supporter, I want you to stay tuned to the very end of the show because we got something for you. All right?
Yeah.
Zach, let's jump into this beast.
Let's do it.
Beast
so we
E3.
So we had our we had a whole bunch. Are we going to cover it in order that it was announced, or do we want to do the 3DS stuff first and get it out of the way? There's only two 3DS games. You might as well get that out. They announced it afterwards. The Switch or the E3 spotlight was just Switch stuff, but immediately afterwards, I'm making an executive decision. We're going to do it first. The 3DS games, two new games were announced during the Treehouse Live today. The first one, which we don't need to spend a whole lot of time on, or I guess this was the second one, was Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga plus Bowser's Minions, which is a remake that nobody asked for. But that's okay, right? Like, it's still for somebody, and I think somebody wants that. They've already got that engine, and so they might as well use it. It's similar to what they did with Hyrule or with Fire Emblem, right? Hey, let's remake a game with an engine that we already have. Easy, bada bing, bada boom. You know, we'll fill the calendar out a little bit more. Not anything that's blowing the doors off, but you know, it's another thing on the menu, and I'm interested in it, kind of. I have so many other games that I want to play that I don't know if I'll actually get it, but pretty cool nonetheless. That it's nice to go for that series to go back to the roots, I guess. So that is coming out on October 6th, and two amiibo were coming out on the same day, Goomba and Koopa Troopa. And so that's for those games there. Justin, did you watch any of this or Jesse?
You know, I did not watch it. I just caught it on the Twitter feed afterwards and some of the PR media stuff. To your point, not necessarily I might actually pick this one up. I like that kind of game of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you like Paper Jam?
I did like Paper Jam. Yeah. I was like the only person who liked Paper Jam. Everyone else thought I was an idiot.
Yeah. Well, and this is the one that kind of got that whole series started, right? So it's, it could be good. It could be fun. I like the older ones as well because they are a little bit simpler, right? Like get back to the roots of the game. Fire Emblem Fates is a good, or not Fire Emblem Echoes. Sorry. Another example of that where it's like, get back to the roots, simplify it a little bit, have a good time with it. It's pretty fun. So, it's a good time. Yeah.
No, and we're not going to linger in every moment here, but did you guys, I didn't catch the stream, but didn't you basically say that, like, they're like, have we not announced this yet? Oh, we haven't. Oh, by the way, we just announced it. Like, it was very informal, very.
Oh yeah. Cash. Yeah. They were, I can't remember what game they were doing before that. I think it was Xenoblade.
Xenoblade.
Yeah. And then they were like, all right.
My show notes has everything in the order that it happened.
Yeah. So the Xenoblade, they were showing it off.
Speaking of my show notes, whoever deleted some of the stuff above the news ended up deleting half of my my notes from the presentation.
Well, I will find it in the history.
Can undo that, whoever did that, can try to undo it. That'd be awesome.
I'll see what I can do. I'll see what.
They also kind of soft announced the two amiibo as well, because earlier in the stream, they showed like a set of five amiibo. It was, the three amiibo that we'll talk about later, like, goes with Odyssey, and then I had this Koopa Troopa and the Goomba. I'm like, that they don't go with those, so why are you showing it as a set of five? Mm-hmm. But then I found out what they actually were doing.
Yeah, they're actually releasing a different date on different dates too. So the Koopa and Goomba are releasing with Superstar Saga, and the wedding ones are releasing 2 or 3 weeks later with Odyssey. So. And we'll get to those in a minute. So, sorry, I fixed that, Jesse. That was my bad.
Thank you.
So, yeah, basically with that, so that's the first one. The other one is that was announced today for 3DS was Metroid Samus Returns, which is a remake of Metroid 2 for the Game Boy, which is an incredible announcement. I was literally sitting on the crapper when this announcement was, like, I was on the stream, literally sitting on the crapper, and I was just like, it was amazing. I was so taken aback by that, and I'm so excited that game.
Sorry, you took it all back.
Just right back up. Yep.
Ew.
How's that for an image? I was taken aback. And so it was a good time. It was pretty fun. So and that game looks really good. That, like, the additions they've made to this game, all look incredible. Jesse's got all sorts of awesome notes here. We've got, we've got the remake of Metroid 2, new melee counter and 360 firing angle. So do you actually use the C-stick for that, Jesse? I didn't see. Can you use the C6 for aiming?
I think the way they were doing it, I'm not 100% sure, is they like pushed and held the fire button. Then at that point, they use the circle pro or the circle pad to then choose their angle, and then they let go to fire.
Yeah.
They can rapid fire at that point.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah. But they never actually showed anyone playing it. Only the in-game footage, which is completely the other way around of what they allow any of the other media to do.
Yeah,
they require you to show the person playing it in videos.
Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty interesting. It looks really good. They also announced two amiibo, including what I did see is that the two Metroid amiibo will be in a two pack, which honestly, that just tells me that they're going to be gone when they're gone, especially these ones.
Yeah,
I think pre-order these because they will be gone for sure. I actually didn't go there today. I probably should go there tomorrow to EB Games or something. Then again, who knows? I may not even be around. Justin, what's going on?
I don't know what to tell you, but I mean, I guess Amazon probably ships places, sir.
Yeah, probably. So they basically
live game igloo.
And the Metroid amiibo is squishy.
Yeah, the Metroid dude. I'm so excited for that. The Metroid amiibo is indeed squishy, and it looks good. And the Metroid pose, the key art was amazing. I really have nothing bad to say about this. The fact that they actually made a big deal out of the fact that the 3D makes it look really good is also something that was really, really important to me and really awesome for me. They really took a lot of, it looks like it wasn't just like a little bit of parallax. I haven't seen the 3D video yet, but the fact that they've got like multiple layers there in the background, I'm super excited for this game. So I don't know, what are your thoughts on Justin? You were super excited for Metroid. Are you like going to be getting the game day one?
Absolutely. Like this is, I don't think I've played Samus Returns. Or if I did, I played the Game Boy a long time ago when it came out. So so nothing within the last 25 years to really recall exactly how it worked. I think I actually might have it on my 3DS as like a game that I downloaded for free, maybe.
Console?
Yeah, on the virtual console, but I don't think, I was like, oh, super cheap, and I picked it up, but I don't think I played it. I'm excited for this. Like it blew my mind that it's like, to your point, it's coming out in September. Like it's ready. That's freaking awesome.
Nintendo's been playing with our emotions for this long. Like I want a new Metroid game, and all of a sudden, oh, by the way, 3 months from now, you'll be playing it.
I feel like they're probably like, listen, we're going to get slack if we just put up a splash screen for Metroid Prime. The internet's going to yell at us again. Bob, what are you working on right now? You know what? What do you plan on your virtual console? Why don't you make that into a new game? Yeah, what say you? Yeah, how long can you do that? Yeah, takes you about 3 months? Sure, why not? Give that a go. Anyone? Anyone knows how to make an amiibo? Like, make some. Go spend some time with Bob over here. See him figure stuff out. Like,
sure, do a squishy one. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't care. Squeeze toy. What is this? Yeah, do that. I like that. Right? Like, perfect. You know what? Bundle it together. Sell it for like $70. We're good. Next, right? Like that's probably. Like, but absolutely, that's kind of what happened. And I'm super excited for it.
A little more credit than that, but yes.
No, that's exactly how in my brain all of it worked.
Yeah, is it literally that was the entire meeting? Yeah, sure, whatever. Okay.
I bought it on Virtual Console, never played it very far, just because that game is really broken. And so I was.
The original is, yes. Yeah. Dude, it's only $4 on the eShop. What am I doing with my life?
Well, you know what? Making poor decisions. Anyway,
so yeah, this is a no-brainer for me. I already have pre-ordered the special edition.
Good.
Comes with the soundtrack CD.
Jesse, when that soundtrack CD comes, I hear we have a Google Drive.
Have you not seen the files I've put in there?
Yeah, like you're telling him something he's not going to be doing.
Yeah. No, seriously.
I thought this really was great. I was going a little bit through our Patreon chat. Obviously, we have an amazing group of guys in our Patreon chat who basically blow up our chat when this stuff happens. But I know some of them were trying to pre-order it. I think it's EB Games. I think or GameStop.
Yeah, I think it's still up at GameStop.
Is it still up? Okay.
Someone in the live chat about 10 minutes ago said it was still up.
Okay. So, check that stuff out. But I know that, you know, if you're wanting it, these amiibos are probably going to be hot commodities. This is reinvigorating the entire amiibo craze.
I did put out a link on the Nintendo Dad's Twitter feed this afternoon with the link to get the special edition of through GameStop. At least GameStop US. I'm not sure if Canada has a different site or not.
I don't know. Zach is now trying to figure it out. I can see it in his eyes, glimmering off the reflection of his glasses, that he's giving a go at it right now.
I'm on the EB Games website right now.
Sure, they are.
Have any? They do not have Metroid on their.
No, EB Games Canada is probably like, I'm sorry, what? Sorry, there was a Nintendo event. What is this? What is this?
Yeah, oh. No, they do have they do have Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon for pre-order.
Sure.
They have Mario. What the hell? They have Mario Odyssey on pre-order. For $99.99.
It probably still says December 31st. Those are all just placeholder data.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's easier to lower the price.
Exchange rate is.
It's easier to lower the price from a placeholder amount than increase it, because then
they got to honor it.
You'll either piss people off or they have to honor the lower price.
Yeah.
And with Amazon on pre-orders, you always get. You pay the lowest price that it was ever marked at.
Yeah. So we could sit in this pocket forever and wander. Let's walk through the direct.
Yeah,
go through our notes. Just before we get into our notes, how do you guys feel about it overall? Zach, let's start with you. How do you feel?
Yeah, I feel like there were some amazing announcements that held off the, like, we'll say if they did not announce Metroid Prime 4 and Rocket League, I feel like if those two games were not there, specifically Metroid Prime 4, I feel like I would be much, much saltier about this, right? Like, the reality of the situation is that I know that there are some close friends of the show who are pretty critical of Nintendo, and if Metroid Prime 4 does not do it for you, and you don't like melt like a puddle like I did, and several people on the internet did,
like Roger
and Arlo and whatever, right? Like, if that doesn't do it for you, I can understand why that would not be why it would not be a runaway hit for you. Right, I can understand that there are some big franchises that Nintendo has been working on or should have been working on or whatever for a long time that were not announced today. Pikmin was not announced today. That's been rumored forever. Animal Crossing was not announced today. The only real things that were announced today were two platformers, Kirby and Yoshi, which are not coming until 2018, and Metroid Prime 4. Right, like those are the only three games that were announced other than what was there. Which, I mean. I think that that's super exciting if that's for you, but if it's not for you, like that's kind of a problem, or not a problem, but because there are still so many other games. Mario looks amazing, and it's coming earlier than I thought it was. It's coming in October, not in November. Xenoblade is looking like it's actually going to be done, so I'm really excited for that. So I would say I am pleased, I am excited, but I can understand if people are not not blown away, I guess. If there are some tempered sort of, once the initial shock of, oh my gosh, Metroid Prime 4, once that announcement, and then you let it set in that game's probably not going to be here till 2019, right? Like, they didn't even bother saying 2018 for Metroid Prime 4, which means we're not going to hear boo about that game until next year. And then maybe we'll see it in 2019.
And same with the, quote, core RPG Pokemon title.
Yeah, exactly.
They just said both of those games are just marked as in development.
Yeah. And so, like, I'm excited. I think compared to, like, I still think that Nintendo potentially won E3 with their announcements. You know, I think that they did great. But also, I don't know. It wasn't a runaway. It's not going to go in the books is one of the best E3s of all time either. I think it was good, even great, but not mind-blowing, if that makes sense.
In the chat, Nintendo nostalgia words this very well. It says, the truth is, there are a lot of different cards Nintendo probably could have shown, but no matter what route they would have gone, someone was going to be upset.
Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Nintendo Nostalgia. That's Jacob Rush, who was our guest a couple of weeks ago. So big shout out and thank you, sir, for joining us. I would agree with that. Someone's always going to be hurt or someone's going to be upset, right? Like, there's not everyone's happy about everything. I did a quick Twitter poll on our account, and just for a reference point, guys, basically said, what's your thoughts? Either it's a win, really solid, or what the hell, essentially. 70% of people thought it was a win, 21% said it was really quite solid, and then 9% were what the blank blank. That's 102 votes on that as well. You know, I think, you know, it is interesting. There's the hype machine that you get into. You're just excited for anything. You're like, show me anything. Show me what you got. And I am happy with what Nintendo showed us. I actually do believe, I think Kirby actually looks okay. My daughters watched the Kirby thing and they literally like, oh, Kirby! And they're like, yeah. And I was like, that's for you. Awesome. Yep, we're going to get that then for you. And then they had to leave for school, so I'm going to show them Yoshi. But I'm like, they're going to love the Yoshi. They're going to love that, right? I know these girls already. They've got it on both the Wii U and 3DS. They're going to love this. So that was kind of for me. But I did have to laugh. We were watching the Xenoblade Chronicle because we were watching the E3, you know, leading up to it. Sure. About 8 minutes in. And my wife is like, what the hell is that? That looks dumb. Xenoblade. So I was like, yeah, it's not for you, honey. It's probably for me. But yeah, you know. But what I would say is that when you put those in combination, you know, we obviously got the splash screen for Prime, which I, you know, blew my mind to start off with. But really, I mean, we had 25 minutes, essentially, was the timestamp on that. Minding Reggie trying to be Dr. Seuss and drop some words of wisdom in really weird, creepy places. Like,
it's not a competition, then it's not fun. And if it's not fun, then it's what the... Yeah, like, the first half of that direct was like, or the first, like, Jesse, I think it was like about the time that I don't even know who that guy was. Never seen him before, like standing in front of Nintendo HQ. And he's like, now we're going to talk to the Pokemon man. And it's just, I think, you know, probably like 3 minutes of this 25 minute direct was, hey, isn't it great to have all these cool games? And it was insane. Like they had some pacing issues, I guess.
Yeah, there was kind of like, let's talk about the Nintendo Switch. I know what the Nintendo Switch is. That's why I'm here. You don't need to tell me that people like it. I'm one of those people.
And not only that, but like they show off the Pokemon man, right? And they're like, and by the way, we announced this last week. Did you tune in? Good thing we're reminding you again for about this game that we're going to be doing. Okay, by the way, also that we're making this, like, there wasn't even a graphic. Like, they could have done that Pokemon for Switch announcement in a way that, like, blew people away with hype by doing exactly what they did with Metroid Prime 4, right? Yeah. Where, like, have some exciting Pokemon music, Pokemon for Switch.
But here's the thing I would say that, Zach,
from last week though.
Yeah, it's so rare. It's so rare that Nintendo is in development for and just lets it sit. They don't like to have those irons in the fire very often. So it's very rare they do that. So even if they did that twice in this one, that would be a weird exception, right? And I think that right, because this is very much focused, this direct, as I said, is what you're playing in 2017. And they showed us that story. But when you think of, like, they showed us Xenoblade, Reggie speaks weird, dude speaks weird, or talks weird about what's going on in the Pokemon company. Like, that actually, and I looked at it, that ate up almost 8 minutes. And then we went over to Odyssey, and we got new footage of Odyssey, which is cool. That was like another 4 to 5 minutes. Half of this direct is then, like, what I heard on the internet was basically this: I don't want you to be showing me the new stuff, I don't want you showing the stuff I already know. And at least half this direct was stuff we already knew. But the whole Odyssey thing, there's no reason that you couldn't just do that in the treehouse.
I do understand why they did what they did with the Pokemon and the Metroid 4 now. You know, the Pokemon for Switch is basically a response to the reaction last week.
Yep.
Where they're like, why isn't Ultra on Switch? Well, because it's not that generation yet, so stop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then with Metroid 4, if knowing they were going to announce Metroid 2 today, that the Metroid Prime people would be upset. So at least both parties are happy.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not only that, like, to that point about, like, it's very rare that they announce something with so little to show. I think the last time I remember them even doing this was when they announced that Super Smash Brothers was going to be for both the Wii U and the 3DS. Mm-hmm. And they literally just put the logo on the screen and said, yep, there's going to be some cross-compatibility, and that's all we got. And yeah, that shows the importance to Nintendo of this title. Like, it's important for them to have those titles that people are looking forward to. And it doesn't take very much, right? Mm-hmm. As long as we've got that one thing that's off in the distance glimmering in the distance, that's amazing. And that's all we need. But Adam Leonard in the chat saying the song for Odyssey is so horrible. I heard that crap on loop all day today at Nintendo's booth.
See, I can hearing the song once, I think, was awesome. But yeah, I probably would get bugged out hearing that all day.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy.
Just reading on Adam's Twitter account that he stood in line for 4 hours for Metroid Odyssey and then bailed on it. He said he was like, no, I'm not doing this anymore.
See?
What?
You said Metroid Odyssey.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was my wish. That was my imagination of a great mixed up game. Odyssey.
Yeah. So that's okay. So let's go through these games here. So we said Xenoblade. That game, we can talk about the Treehouse too as we kind of go through some of these. That game looks great. I love they seem to have done some control changes in the Treehouse. They've kind of polished up the control scheme a little bit. The color palette is, I think, one thing in this game that is a huge improvement over, and the art design over Xenoblade Chronicles 1 and Xenoblade Chronicles X. I think that the color palette and the art and the sort of anime look to it, I think, actually is going to do a lot for this game. I'm really excited, and I am looking forward to, like, that's going to be my Christmas game. That's going to be my hunker down in the snow and play Xenoblade over Christmas. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, I'm actually quite excited to give a go. I was very interested in Xenoblade on the other system, or on the Wii, the system we shall not speak of that was before this one.
That shall not be named.
Yes, and I just didn't pick it up. I was waiting to grab it. Hopefully it was going to come up on one of the big sales and just pick it up for dirt cheap, but I didn't get a chance. I was actually very shocked that this did not move from Holiday 2017.
This is the Christmas game. This is the holiday game now because Mario is in October.
Which that blew my mind. I was like, what are you doing? So that was out of a marketing PR perspective, that was one thing I was like, oh, that's interesting. But yeah, this is the holiday game. So that's very cool. I thought this was, I even said in the line chat previous to this, I thought this was getting bumped to 2018. I thought it was going to be a February game. But I like to be wrong. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
I called Metroid, so what the hell? It doesn't matter. Everything else is a win. Screw you guys. I don't care.
And it looks great. It looks great. It's, you know, everything that I've seen of it looks really, really good. Jesse, what about you? How are you feeling about this? I know you were saying you're not, like, did you watch the Treehouse for this?
Yeah, I watched pretty much all the entire Treehouse, even going into the first half of the Splatoon tournament. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of, like, doing other things at the same time. You know, like, most... Like during the off times, I was watching rewatching the showcase and building these show notes, and then playing some playing more of Zelda in the middle when they talked about games I didn't care much about. But yeah, I did watch most of it, so I'm liking a lot of what I'm seeing. As we talked about, you know, yeah, there are some games that some aren't for everyone, and I think, you know, I think between the three of us, I'm probably the one that thinks that the fewest number are for them.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but
yeah, it's because you're not cool.
I'm just more jaded than everyone else.
I think more discerning, Jesse. Give yourself some credit. You're just more discerning.
Nah,
more
sophisticated. I admit it. I'm just jaded. You know, so you know things like, you know, the Kirby and Yoshi. Yeah, great. Yeah, they're not for me. Though both of them, I believe that those are just temporary placeholder titles, because
I think they even said
Kirby or Yoshi. And even in the press materials, they're saying Kirby for Nintendo Switch, and Yoshi for Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, those are both 2018 games, right? Yeah. So it's to be expected.
Yeah, Fire Emblem, nope. Skyrim, nope. So Rocket League, nope. So there's a lot of nopes here for me, but I'm glad they're there because everyone else is going to enjoy them.
Sounds like you're happy that someone else is happy.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. By the way, I'm going to need the audio ripped from this because we had a hiccup on the recording. I'll be able to fix it, but that's just.
So let's segue into Kirby.
Yeah,
shall we?
Kirby. It looks like a pretty generic Kirby game to me. Not to be a downer, whatever, but sure, it's pretty generic.
Very much does.
It's a pretty generic looking Kirby game. Like,
other than the new ability to befriend enemies.
I think that's actually a really interesting way of solving the problem of designing a game to be four player and then playing a single player. That's, to me, that's what that said, right? Was hey, we have this, they've designed it to be a four player game and it's you can play it by yourself. I don't know. Did anybody else kind of take it that way?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think you look at a game like Kirby, we've talked about before, especially from a child's perspective, right? One of probably the most approachable, adorable, cutest character they have in any capacity. So I think, to make a Kirby game that is on the Switch, to not be able to be like, here's a Joy-Con, here's a Joy-Con, here's a couple more Joy-Cons, have a go. Mm-hmm. That would have been irresponsible of Nintendo, so they probably would have done it. But I'm glad they didn't do it. I think this looks like a lot of fun. My kids were stoked. My youngest like, Kirby! And I was like, yes, well done. So it doesn't look I like it when Nintendo does something different from an aesthetic. Aesthetically, it doesn't look like there's anything too crazy. Like, this doesn't look like Clay Kirby or Yarn Yobi?
Yep, Yarn Kirby. Yarn Yobi.
Yobi is a combination of Yoshi and Kirby. That's where Yoshi sucks up Kirby. I don't know, and poops him out. I don't know. So it's. I think it looks good. I'm excited. I think the kids are gonna like it.
Yep. Sounds like a character that would be like Arlo's nemesis or something.
Sure.
Yobi. Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
It'll be he's a red Muppet instead of a blue one.
Yep.
Yobi, I get you.
But yeah, I definitely agree. It's it's a game that my son was excited to see. He was like Kirby, and yep, it's Kirby, and so that was We're excited for it.
Yeah. Listen, kid, one day you'll get good taste too. Okay. Moving along.
Oh, okay. Funniest thing, by the way, my son the other day we were talking about arms and he was like, Hey dad, do you think we should get arms? Do you think we should get arms, dad? And I'm like, I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. What do you think? Do you think we should get arms? I'm like, Nick, are you just trying to tell me that are you trying to ask me if we can get arms? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, just ask me. Like, why are you manipulating me into this? What's going on?
I think it's cute that he's being subtle. He thinks he's being subtle.
He's like, what do you think, Dad? Do you think we should get arms? I'm like, I don't know. What do you think?
I'm seeing a father-son.
Yeah.
Psychology.
Psychoanalysis
going on. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, he's learning some tricks. Anyways, I thought that was funny. After that we got the announcement that there is a core RPG Pokemon game being announced, which.
Okay. Well, since you're talking about that, I'll be back in a second.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's much to be, I don't think there's much to talk about other than that. Right.
Okay. Well, don't go much further after that. Cause that's more stuff I want to talk about, but I'm losing power. So I'll be back.
Oh.
Just make up stuff about Pokemon for like a minute and a half. All right.
Okay.
Pretend like someone cares about it.
Yeah. 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 No. Okay. So yeah, I don't know. I actually am really excited for this. I think it was a good idea for them to get in front of this and say, no, it's going to happen. Like, I was never worried about it.
Neither was I,
but I think it did set my fears of potentially, the potential, like, oh great, now it's going to be freaking like 4 years before we see this game. The fact that it's already in development is actually, it puts my mind at ease.
The fact that they're putting out Ultras a year after the first game, they're steamrolling through this generation to get to the next one.
Yeah.
I've never seen it go that fast. Yeah. They usually have remakes in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's well, I think the black and white generation was about the same though, wasn't it? Where they kind of did that quasi 3D.
They had Heart Gold and Soul Silver between the two.
But that was in the generation before that, wasn't it? Didn't they do like Heart or like that was in the Platinum generation because they overhauled the engine after Heart Gold and Soul Silver because it was that weird. They did that weird 3D quasi 3D model engine.
I'm still thinking there was 2 years between them at least.
Yeah. Well, the number of games, however, I think was about the number of games is the same. They just had the black and white, black two, white two, and then they went immediately to X and Y. So, but yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for it. And Pokken Tournament as well, I think is going to be, that's the one game on their lineup for this year that I'm like, I don't know how excited I am for it, but, yeah, now Justin's just taking too long.
So yeah, in Japan, Black was September of 10 and Black 2 was June of 12. The US release was March of 11 and then October of 12. Mm-hmm. So it's just a fast, it's more or less 2 years, but the translation was faster on the second one than the first one.
Yeah.
What were you talking about?
Just the Pokemon. So Justin. Okay, so next we have this moment that will go forever down. You can look up. I saw some hilarious reaction videos of this Metroid Prime 4 announcement. I actually went back and watched our reaction to it, which was pretty funny as well. I'm really, really excited for Metroid Prime 4. I actually just last night was playing Metroid Prime 3. On the Wii U Virtual Console. This is, and let's be real, it's probably 2019, right? Like, this game is not coming anytime soon. But it's, it is again, this perfectly serves that being the game off in the horizon that everybody knows is coming that we can still be excited for. And with Mario being gone, or with Mario coming out this October, we now have Metroid Prime in the distance as that game, right?
And it's like the Zelda that we hear about it and then it doesn't get to come out for 5 years.
Yeah, well, but it's that, something that's still coming.
And that was a little bit of the, you know, so like I want to just take a step back and, you know, Zach, I think you talked a little bit about it earlier, like, and we talked about it in the pre-show, but like, you know, where's my Pikmin? Where's my Animal Crossing? Where's my Luigi's Mansion? Where's my yada, 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 right?
Yeah.
Well, we don't want Nintendo to basically just, you know, put everything in the first year. We do have to realize this has to have a life cycle larger than 2 years.
Yeah.
So the fact that, you know, they have shown us that Metroid Prime is coming, I think is a couple things. You know, Nintendo has, you know, I think sometimes we're like, is just Nintendo deaf to what we're hearing or saying?
Yeah.
And we talked about our pre-show, our predictions last week and the week before that. Resoundingly, the statement was Metroid, Metroid, Metroid. I listened to NBC. The question is, where's Metroid, right? So Metroid and Nintendo have, like, it's been on this cusp for a while. So for them to step out and be like, because I mean, if they just did the 2D Metroid, right? Imagine they didn't say anything about Prime, but just like, by the way, we did a remake of Metroid 2.
Yeah.
It's coming out. Everyone would have been like flipping their laptops, being like, you're ridiculous. God damn. Right.
Right. Yeah. Which is what, yeah, you know, I said that earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that they were able to be like, hey, it's coming. It's going to be, I do think you're right, Zach. I think this is a 2019 game. I think we get probably first official look at it, gameplay footage wise, or a hot trailer at E3 2018. As kind of a reminder, it's in the docket. I think it's just fine that they did this. I think it was good. They needed to give some love here, and they gave it two different ways. Interesting. Like I think I finished 3. I know that everyone's like, oh, I want another Metroid Prime 4, but did the series lend itself to moving into a 4? Like, was there hooks?
It felt like there was definitely, it was like a trilogy, and the end of 3. There was all of the stuff about Phazon, and like, I'm going to actually play more of Metroid 3 or Metroid Prime 3 again. But I think like 3 was the one that introduced all of like the other bounty hunters and all that sort of stuff. It would be interesting if they brought that in. interesting note, however, about this game is, which I think let's bring back the idea of managing expectations. This is not being developed by Retro. This is being developed by Nintendo.
No.
Right. And so,
right.
And the director of this game is the director of Federation Force, right? It's the same person who's been behind who's been directing the Metroid Prime games since the beginning. Like, he's been the creative director of it ever since, even when it was in Retro. But, he is the man who decided it was a good idea for Federation Force to exist. Even if it was just from a story perspective, not necessarily, right. Like, he was interested in fleshing out the world of Metroid, right. Prime, which is what led to Federation Force existing.
Right. So if there's a man who can find canon within the Prime series to extract value, like a fourth level or fourth game, he's the guy that we want.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that. I'm going to find his name, because I feel like we should have his name if we're going to do this.
Yeah, you got an answer to your question in chat. Again, I forget your name, sorry, but Nintendo Nostalgia says that Jacob says that at the end of the game, there's a special clip at the end where Samus was being followed. So a very minor,
that's right,
quick,
that's right,
cliffhanger of sorts. And
because there was a little bit of a thought, I think Game Explained in a video where they thought there was maybe some connective tissue between that and Federation Force, I think.
Yeah. So yeah. Kensuke Tanabe is the guy that I'm talking about here. Kensuke Tanabe. Here's a list of his games. Let's just go backwards in his works. So Metroid Prime 4, he was the producer, or he is the producer. Paper Mario Color Splash. Federation Force. Mini Mario and Friends Amiibo Challenge. Mario and Luigi Paper Jam. Chibi Robo Ziplash. None of these.
I see a pattern here. Every other game is.
Yay, what was the last one he did?
Ziplash. Chibi Robo Ziplash. Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze. So he's responsible for those Donkey Kong Country games. Obviously the Metroid Prime games. Excite Bots. Now I'm kind of jumping all over. Dylan's Rolling Western. So he's one of the higher ups there, but. It's been a while since he's had a few stinkers recently, which maybe just means that that's just how the games are. He was a producer on all of them. That doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot, but anyway, he is definitely there. He's a good man for the job.
I'm going to make the statement here, and then we're going to move forward because it might sound crazy. If this game is not coming until 2019, so this may be a E3 2019 prediction. If we are 2 years into the Nintendo Switch life cycle, and we've theoreticized that they are maybe bringing VR to it, could this be their first VR game?
Oh, that would be cool. I don't want it on the existing Switch, but it would be a very cool VR game. Absolutely.
Maybe instead of a better first candidate might be a remake of the first one.
Sure, maybe. Right. But either which way, any way you look at it, I'm excited for this. I'm happy. I was like, you know, I was reading on there, like, you know, they just did a splash screen. Like, why are we, like, you know, everyone's like, Nintendo wins show because of this. Well, you know, I think we need to expect a little bit more from Nintendo. Right. I am disappointed that we don't have a little bit more on that other than just a working title. Right. Like, hey, Joe over in, you know, graphics, can you make a, you know, 15-second
there was actually teaser
video?
I actually
who do
saw,
you work with? You got Joe and Bob and
I literally saw a tweet today that was the guy who I don't know who it is. Sorry, dude. The guy who made the motion graphic for it today, he was like, man, I'm so glad everybody loved my work today. It was awesome. And it was like, that's all that worked. It was literally one guy, right? And so we should, you're right.
He was probably listening to our podcast. He's like, you know what would be really good? It's some, those Nintendo dads are right. Some creepy music in the background. Yeah. Right? Yeah. If it ended up being a visor splash, I would have been like, I'm done.
Screw that visor idea. That's horrible. Let's turn it into a sun. A star pattern that turns into the logo.
That was really, because
I'm going to say this right now. I know that there are people at NOA who listen to our podcast weekly. Yep. I know that as a fact.
Yep.
So you're welcome, everybody.
Yeah, you're welcome. There you go. So that's Metro. I mean, that's probably the longest. The minutes trailer to times on the show ratio. We've done our quota for Metroid Prime 4. Next one, which I don't think anybody was actually coherent enough to see this trailer after the Metroid Prime 4 bomb, but Yoshi,
Arlo sure wasn't.
Yoshi for the Switch is coming out in 2018 as well. Paper Yoshi, basically, like it's like a paper craft thing. Although he looks like he's made out of felt.
Yoshi isn't paper.
He looks like he's made out of felt or something like that. It looks really cool.
Looks like a combination of Yarn Yoshi and Paper Mario.
Yeah.
You know what? I love this. I think this looks like a beautiful game. I think the kids are gonna have a great go at it. I thought this was brilliant. I feel like this is probably gonna be like a maybe Kirby or Yoshi feels like it's gonna be a February or March game of 2018. One of those two is gonna land there. But I think this is really good.
Yeah, it does look like Little Big Planet, Alex. You're right. That is the perfect analogy. It looks really good.
Yeah.
The first thing I said when I was watching it was, "Oh, the flipping death guys are losing their crap. They're gonna go, you know," because right. That's what it immediately reminded me of is the back and forth.
Yeah, I'm glad I wasn't the only one that thought that too.
Except for it doesn't change the dimensions.
Yeah, obviously the similarity.
You see the black of the building.
Yeah, the similarity is pretty superficial, but yeah, so that's a thing.
It just does what Super Paper Mario did twice.
Yeah.
Instead of rotating 90 degrees, it goes 180.
Yeah. Next up, we have Fire Emblem Warriors, which the voiceover in that opening title thing was the no or whatever. It was not very appealing. But it, other than that, it looks really cool. I'm like a gorgeous art style. I think that it looks really good. I loved Hyrule Warriors. I actually jumped on it when it was on the 3DS, and I think that Fire Emblem Warriors on the Switch is like made for the Switch. It looks great. It's going to be a fun game. I'm excited to see all the different things. The Treehouse, I did watch that there. It looks very similar, although they've added some Fire Emblem elements. They've got some weapon triangles, which I never really understood in the Treehouse how that was working. They are bringing in the relationship stuff from the more recent Fire Emblem games.
Awakening.
From Awakening and Fates, yeah. And then they have this Colosseum mode, which looks honestly, it looked kind of like adventure mode from Hyrule Warriors. They're saying it's a new mode. I didn't really Hyrule Warriors had this adventure mode where it was basically specific scenarios and challenges that you had to do, which is very similar to what Colosseum mode looks like. I could be wrong with that, but
yeah, the gameplay itself looked very samey compared to the story mode, but they just said it did, you know, there are goons to go through, but it did focus more on like one-on-one or one-on-many hero-on-hero battles,
versus
just going through hordes.
Yeah, which is exactly what the adventure mode did, where they had very specific scenarios that you had to defeat, and some of them were one-on-one like that for sure. So there are also two amiibo coming for Crom and Tiki, who are both from Awakening, although I think Tiki maybe was from the original Fire Emblem too. Tiki's one of those characters that kind of spans multiple games.
I know Tiki from Tokyo Mirage Sessions, but that's about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And
Tiki and I are best friends. We go out for drinks every Friday.
Dude, she's a hussy. So that's
in Tokyo Mirage Sessions, she's the
hologram,
kind of like a hologram and one of the digital diva type of character.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what my nickname is the digital diva.
Yep. Digital Diva 47 on
on Instagram.
Yeah,
that's your Instagram.
So that's Fire Emblem Warriors. I'm looking forward to it. They're still saying fall, I think, which is interesting. I don't know why they would say fall and not just give a name or not give a date on that, but I'm gonna just double check on their website to confirm that. But I think that that's where they're going with is fall. So. Justin, what are your thoughts on this one? Yeah, they're still saying.
Yeah, big pass for me.
You know,
but I'm happy you're happy. Did you? And that other people. This is not for me. This is not for me. No.
Did you play Hyrule Warriors at all?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
I have got burned by the Fire Emblem series. I will not touch that hot pile of garbage again.
Dude, but this is not even Fire Emblem. Like, it's Fire Emblem characters, but it's different gameplay.
It says Fire Emblem.
Okay.
The note says Fire Emblem.
All right. Well, you're allowed to like bad. You're allowed to hate good things. That's fine.
I'm allowed to also like to hate bad things. That's
when the time comes, if that happens, that's fine.
If Dragon Quest Warriors doesn't come out or at least isn't announced, I'll probably bite at this one and give it a try. Mm. But if the Dragon Quest Warriors release is announced for the West, I'll probably wait until that.
Is that the one that is currently out in Japan?
Yeah, that was launch day in Japan. It was Dragon Quest War 1 and 2 out in Japan, where the PS4 and Xbox One version of Dragon Quest Warriors 2 was like 2 or 3 weeks later here, but never heard anything on the Switch yet.
Yeah. But I played the demo of that one, and it was it was rough. So we'll see how that goes. But so that's Fire Emblem Warriors. That's coming out in the fall. I'm gonna say that's probably gonna come out in September or October. Still, we'll get a date as time.
Probably goes. Early October.
Probably they don't
September's real full for them already with Metroid and Pokken Tournament.
It's gonna have to be early October because Mario is late October, so
They got to give it some room for Odyssey.
Yep. So next up, we had the Breath of the Wild DLC information, which we figured we'd be getting both DLC packs. DLC Pack 1, the Master Trials. We've got a bunch of different things here which none of it's new information. You know, it's coming on June 30th, which is in like 2.5 weeks, which is awesome. My body is ready for that.
We did get a look of the new level monsters.
Yeah, the gold Lynel, and that key art, man. The key art that is on there, whoo, that is some good wallpaper material right there. I'm gonna go and print off one of those and put it on my pillow, and it's gonna be a good time. It looks really, really cool. I'm really excited for that. And the gold Lynels look like. I was saying when we were recording that is a series that is a game that I feel like I've actually played so much of that I'm ready for new content. Like I have been waiting for new content. I go in there and play it every once in a while, but I've gotten all the shrines. I'm waiting for new content to come in. I don't really want to just wander around getting all the Korok seeds because that's about all I have left, or doing quests and stuff. I guess I could do the quests. But that's about it. So, and then the second DLC pack is the Champion's Ballad, which is it looks like a prequel. Like, are we getting
very much so?
Like, it seems like we're gonna get more of the backstory of what happened before all of the shenanigans went down with Ganon. I think that's a great idea. I think that's awesome. I'm looking forward to that. And of course, the amiibo that were announced for that, which. Look really awesome.
Killer amiibo.
My wallet hurts with all the amiibo that were announced today, but those ones and the Metroid ones specifically all look amazing, and I'm really excited for that. So,
Seeing the amiibo pocket there for a second. Have we seen, is that being released as a 4-pack? Are they being released as 2-packs? Are they being released as individuals? Have we seen any art for that yet?
We haven't seen any box art. We haven't seen any box art. Those look, I bet you those come out in the holiday season too. Like, those will probably come out around the time of the DLC pack, is my impression. Yep. To really push that hard and to be like, yo, you got to get back in this game. Because they also don't want to be selling them around anything else. And their amiibo schedule is fairly booked right now. So,
yeah, I wouldn't be overly shocked if we saw, you know, I talked about before another DLC pack. I wonder if we'd hear a DLC pack, potentially another one, like a third pack in 2018. So I don't know.
another DLC pack. Yeah, you know what? Actually, yeah. I was skeptical about that before, but I'm actually not skeptical of that at all anymore. I wouldn't be surprised.
It depends on how they execute on this, but I mean, I think this all looks fantastic. I'm excited, but I think I agree with you there, Zach, or I do agree with you. June 30th, that feels like, oh, wow, that was a lot earlier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I'm excited. And then, like, with ARMS coming out this Friday, that's...
Yeah, it is.
That's pretty exciting. Man, there's a lot to play. So that is that. What about you, Jesse? How are you feeling about this?
I'm looking forward to it. I don't think I'll ever do Master Mode, just because in previous Zelda games I've tried the Hero Mode or whatever the extra mode is that they throw in, where you take double damage or everything's flipped, and I've never done well. So I'll probably skip that one. But the Hero's Path mode, I'm looking forward to checking out to see what I've missed. The Trial of the Sword, I like those types of just dungeony crawl through areas,
the challenges and things like that.
Yeah, I enjoy that part. The island in the southeast, kind of like a mini version of this. Yeah. I enjoyed doing that, though, even though I should have waited until I had more hearts, because I think I did it when I had like 8. But
I was successful. Yeah, I'm interested to see if they require you to create a new save file to do Master Mode, or if you can just toggle it on and off. Part of me hopes that they just let you create a second save file that is a Master Mode save file. Because
why do you want to do that?
Because I don't want to have to kill my existing save file, but I would love the opportunity to create a new save file in Master Mode. I could always just create a new account, like a new user account on my Switch, which is something I may do instead. But I'm excited for that. That's gonna be really fun. So.
I probably will run around with the Korok mask a bit, because I've only gotten like 12% of them.
Mm-hmm. You're not gonna run around the Tingle outfit. Well, all I want to see is screen caps from you wearing the Tingle outfit. That's all I want.
That too.
I want a cosplay of that exact Tingle outfit with you. Mm-hmm. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was Adam's job.
Isn't that like? We should make Christmas cards with that on it.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas from the Nintendo dads. You can feel a tingle in your whatever.
Oh,
I don't know. You're welcome.
Wow.
Next up, Regis talks about tournaments for some reason and derails the conversation and the hype.
There was some, to your point, there's some weird pacing about that.
There was some weird pacing in this whole thing. Anytime Reggie was on screen, I was like, I don't care. Show me games. Which.
Yeah. And typically I don't get that from Reggie. Like, typically I like hearing him talk. I find he's usually very well spoken, does a great job. But this, I was like, no, we don't need any more of this.
He was like waxing philosophical in here, and it was kind of falling flat every time he was on. It was like somebody else wrote it. It's like, all right, Reggie, you got to get on here and you got to be serious and you got to tell everybody that they enjoy video games, as if you need to tell them.
Well, a couple of years ago, he did a very, and I don't think it was scripted, but he did it very much like, or it was scripted, but just he delivered it very well, which was his, like, we all play video games because we love it, because it's fun, right? And I've quoted that very often, his mantra about Nintendo is about making fun games. So it felt like he was trying to recapture that, but couldn't find his wording or his rhythm or anything to really make that happen. But I was like, yeah, I get what you're saying, but it just feels too Dr. Seussian to me right now.
Yeah, I was a little, meh. Yeah, but
yeah, don't preach to me. We've already bought your $300 system, all right?
Yeah, Simmer. It was fine. So then they finished up.
In some cases, thrice.
Yeah, and so then they wrapped up with three more trailers. They showed another Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle trailer that's coming out on August 29th. I'm looking forward to that. Then they showed Rocket League, which is going to have exclusive cars and customizations, cross-platform play, and it's coming holiday 2017. I am hyped for this game, and this is going to be $20 on the Switch, by the way. That is confirmed. That is how much it is everywhere else.
I think I heard that this, similar to the Minecraft thing, Sony has opted out on the cross platform.
Yes, that's what I heard.
So you'd only be able to share with the Steam players and the Xbox One players.
Okay, so the PS4 players may not may not be compatible with on Rocket League 2?
I think so.
Oh, Sony, you do not want to start pissing off gamers. I don't know what they're doing.
They're getting bold like they did in the PS2 days. I'm the market share leader. I have the throw my muscle around.
They're gonna start pushing their weight around, and they're gonna piss people off. Is what's gonna happen.
And then don't get cocky.
And then you saw what happened with the launch of PS3.
Yep. Yeah. See, that's not what we want to do.
The chat is confirming PS4 is not part of that deal.
Oh, why? That is so dumb. Okay, whatever. I guess I'll just be playing it on Switch anyways.
Switch?
Yep. And then
they have exclusive cars for it too.
Yeah, they're going to have cars and stuff that they're going to release. More information about that later on. And then finally, Mario Odyssey, they started off teasing Turok, the new Turok game, as Jesse said in the show. I actually, for a split second, I was like, oh, dude, I'd be totally down for a Turok game. And then it turned out to be a Mario dinosaur, which is even better. I think the big takeaway for Mario Odyssey is that it's the Mario Cross Exorcist in this game. I don't know. There's possessing going on. You can basically use your hat to possess or capture enemies and temporarily control them. One of the things that was interesting is that you can't possess any enemy. They're usually a little bit bigger, is what they said on the Treehouse stream. So like, you can't just go and capture a regular old Goomba. It has to be like a kind of a jumbo Goomba that you can then possess, or all sorts of different things. Each level has different currency types. There's lots of cool cosmetic items, like we got Mario Odyssey taking a page out of Breath of the Wild, where we got gear collecting, and you're buying different outfits, which I think is really cool, with different abilities for those outfits. They showed in the Treehouse stream Mario getting a classic sort of sombrero Mexican poncho outfit, and then going in and playing with a mariachi band and getting a purple, or getting a moon for it, right? Really, really cool. I'm really excited for this. This game looks great. It's coming out October 27th. Any other, like, what were your thoughts on this one, Justin, for Mario?
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I enjoy the Mario series. I think Odyssey looks great. Very, to your point, very kind of weird with this hat kind of possessing people. It definitely feels like they're giving the creative team a little bit more freedom for this idea and this concept. I do like it sometimes when Nintendo tries wacky, weird ideas and you get some great games out of it. But it did look a little bit odd. I'm still very shocked that this is not the holiday game and that this is the end of October.
I think it's smart though. I wouldn't necessarily say that this isn't their holiday game. I think that you are going to see this game marketed to hell and back as the big push title. And basically they're just putting it out at the end of October to give themselves more time to build that hype more. I think they're just getting an early start, honestly. I don't think that this is...
The more I think about it, that releasing it the Friday before Black Friday is a bad time to be releasing stuff because the hardcores and the casuals are both fighting over the same stock. Where here, the hardcores will get their day one launch day stuff first.
Yeah.
And then the casuals, the grandmas buying it for the kids and whatnot, will have the stock available when the Black Friday comes 3 weeks later.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah. I'm excited for it. It just, to me, that was just a little bit of a, huh, that's different. I didn't think it was coming up that early. But I'm excited for it. This will be a day one pickup for me for sure. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, of course. Yeah, absolutely. And so that's about it. That was the whole show. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we missed here. Overall, what are your guys' thoughts? Like, I guess we have some other there's some other games that were announced at other press conferences. Obviously, we've got FIFA, which turns out like it actually is not looking terrible, right? Like, it's not the big Xbox One PS4 game, but it is good enough, right? It's not like the Wii days where it's just pure garbage.
The Twitter chatter is calling it the best mobile FIFA ever.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, which is great.
Which is comparing it to iOS versions or other crap like that. But still, that's better than what we expected.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to be, I don't really care about these games anyways. So, so that game, it was announced, obviously Mario and Rabbids. Justin, you don't like Fire Emblem, but you're excited for this game.
I am very excited for this game. This actually might be the game that I am the most excited to be playing in 2017.
More than Mario Odyssey.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that is. Oh my gosh, dude.
I don't know why that is.
You are blowing my mind right now.
There's something about it that's, and I could be dead wrong. By like September 1st, the episode after the thing, I may be like, this is complete garbage. But there's something about it, and I don't know, maybe it's the family aspect, or maybe the cartoony aspect. Maybe it's kind of like the fact that rabbits are like the minions. Maybe it's the fact there was a white Donkey Kong gorilla thing yelling at the end of it that just had me at hello, basically. But it very much interests me, because I think like I, here's the thing. I know that I'm going to play Odyssey, and I know that I'm going to love it. I know that I'm going to rave about it. I know that, right? But I don't know about Rabbids. So to me, that is the fun sometimes of trying something completely different and known and new, right? It's an unknown quantity to me. So I think I'm excited about that idea. I'm excited about the fact that it's a partnership, a third party partnership. I'm excited that Nintendo is bringing on stronger third parties. I think there's a lot of things going into that that makes me very excited. I don't know if that makes any sense at all, but that's kind of where my headspace is.
Yeah. And just for the soundbite, which I know this is not taking things out of context at all. I just tweeted this out for the record. Mario plus Rabbids, greater sign, Super Mario Odyssey. Quoted you specifically on tonight's episode, just so that it's out there on the internet. You're welcome.
Thank you. Enjoy the wrath. You son of a...
Enjoy the wrath. Son of a... so enjoy that. So
Mikey Burgett says he wants a new Yobi game, by the way. God damn it, Mike.
Oh, that's incredible. Very cool.
This is what happens when you podcast at 4 in the morning.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think it's...
Yeah, so, the Rabbids game is a game I'm looking forward to, and I want to play it, but it's also the one I am most apprehensive about because of my past history with that type of gameplay.
And the other thing about that game, too, that I think I said this in the pre-show, which everybody, I think we're at this point, just go, if you want to watch the pre-show and everything, go and watch on our YouTube channel. What's interesting about Mario and Rabbids is there seems to be a little bit of a mismatch between the branding, the audience for the branding. You know, like Mario and Rabbids, you would think, you immediately think, oh, that's for kids. That's for, and then, oh no, it's like a tactical RPG strategy game.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of a mismatch there that I'm curious how that's gonna unfold.
I heard someone describe it as, what was it, like SOCOM for Disney. Mm-hmm. Right, this kind of
XCOM.
Like...
XCOM. Yeah, it's XCOM with XCOM, Mario and Rabbids. Which is a weird combination.
Yeah, so, and you may be right. Like, I may be like, this is the worst game ever. But there's something about it. Like I said, and I don't want to keep harping on it, but the reason that, like, everything else I know I'm going to love, but this is the wild card. This is like, this could be either really awesome or really shitty. Right. And I don't know what it's going to be, but I'm excited to try something different.
Yeah.
I like Mario being made by Nintendo. Yeah. That's good. Like, I'm going to love it like I did Zelda for sure. But this one's like, huh. Okay. I mean, that the games that have me the most hyped, the ones that I'm like, yes, 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 are Rabbids and is Rocket League. Yeah. I've never played Rocket League, or, you know, I mean, we call it Metroid Blast Ball here, but sure, you can call it whatever you want.
that is blasphemy is what that is.
So I am very excited for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's definitely, it's so interesting. I guess as far as other games that were not in the actual Nintendo event here, just as I'm kind of looking through Skyrim looked interesting. When does this come? This is slated as a holiday game now. It was slated as fall. Now it's slated as holiday. So a little bit of a delay on there. Also, there was some motion control stuff in there and some Amiibo support. I said in the pre-show or the pre-E3 thing, I think that my suspicion is that the Skyrim motion controls are probably just translated from the VR version of Skyrim, because they did announce some VR Skyrim stuff. So I would suspect that that's probably where the motion control stuff came in. I can't imagine them doing that twice. So if you think about it that way, and also think about it that it's going to be optional for motion controls, obviously that's not too big of a deal. I honestly don't know where Skyrim fits in. Like, if I have to choose between Skyrim and Xenoblade Chronicles 2, I'm going to choose Xenoblade. And so hopefully, which is sad, because I want third parties to succeed on Nintendo, but I also would rather play Xenoblade than Skyrim. So so there's that one.
What else
we've got Sonic. The two Sonic games that were shown off as well. Sonic Mania comes out in August, which is going to be exciting. And then Sonic Forces is coming out in holiday. So that's interesting too. I don't know. That's about all I'm seeing.
And then we've also got the developer Nicholas revealed a couple games. They announced Tiny Barbarian DX, It'll Do 2 Plus, Blade Strangers, and The Night is Nine for the Nintendo Switch. And it looks like Nicholas is the producing company behind it. They are the company who brought you Cave Story. And The End is Nine is, I believe, the same developer as Super Meat Boy.
Nicalis is also
I wanted to play It'll Do 2 when it came out, but it never came out on the Wii U, as far as I know. Yep. So it'll be I'll be looking forward to that on the Switch.
They're also the same publisher who brought us Binding of Isaac, by the way. So
okay, yeah, exactly. And I mean, there's some other things in there too. I mean, we did not hear anything about. I'll take a pause here. We still have two more days of Nintendo Treehouse stuff.
Well, right. We've got two more days. I don't know how much of the... I'm going to pull up the schedule, because a lot of that is going to be tournaments, right? Like, there are going to be tournaments for a lot of this, and there is no overlap between the tournaments and the treehouse. And so there could be...
I wouldn't be shocked if there is some treehouse time, and it's like, hey, next on stage is Damon Baker to talk about the Nindies. Right, and Damon rolls up and he brings a couple Nindy friends with him and mentions like six that are going to be out the next 4 months. So I wouldn't be shocked if we get some information about the Nindies. We got no touch of the Nindies at all.
It's surprising actually, the lack of Indies at E3 this year. No mention of Indies at Sony's conference. None with Nintendo, other than Rocket League.
I wonder if that's because PAX is becoming such an event for them.
Maybe.
And then we do have to remember that GamesCon is in August of this year, over in Germany, not too far from where I now live.
Yeah, are you gonna go?
I actually looked into going, but unfortunately that is the exact same week that we're taking our family holidays, and we have tickets to go to Northern Ireland for some rugby stuff. So I do intend, though, a little bit of an ear in the bug of trying to connect with some of our European listeners and some of our European content creators, and next year having a contingent of folk that head over to GamesCon.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Very cool. Done. I'm talking to you, sir.
Very cool.
Toby.
Nice.
Gary.
Well, Paul. Guess the other thing we want to talk about as well, did Square even come to E3? I mean, other than Kingdom Hearts 3, which is not coming to Switch, I don't think I saw anything. There was that weird spaceship game. All right, the Ubisoft spaceship game, the weird amiibo thing. What's that game called? I don't know. Toys to Life Spaceship Edition. I don't know.
Yeah, someone mentioned it in the chat a little bit ago. I'm scrolling up to try to find it.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess another thing we did not see, just as I'm looking through the chat, no Mario Kart DLC.
Starlink,
that's the one.
Starlink.
Justin, did you see that game? I want to get your live reaction of this game. Okay, so look it up. Okay. Starlink. Yep. 2017 E3. I don't know, maybe we'll find it.
You gonna send it to me in the chat?
I will put it in the Skype chat.
We do it for life.
Yeah, we're doing this live right here because, we actually it's a much shorter show than I expected tonight. So
and we actually do have some emails.
We do have some emails. Yeah, that's Okay, so I put it in the chat. Only two. I put it in the chat. My initial thoughts on this game were, what the crap? Is this, oh my gosh, is this going to be...
like... Here we go. This is live.
Yeah, here we go. Watch
it right now.
Yeah, here we go. I'm going to give the audio. Powered by Snowdrop.
Oh, okay. It's going over there. Sorry.
So
I am working on my 2009 MacBook Pro. Taking a little bit of time. Taking a little bit of sweet time.
Yeah.
Nova. The this is called Vamping.
Is it still not loading?
It's coming up. It's super slow, Zach. It's it's doing all of its processing power to be like, you know, I'm going to have Skype open and we're going to watch a video at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it looks. Again, I'm kind of talking about this again. Starlink Battle for Atlas. I love the art style. I'm gonna say that. Like, it looks like the. It had me until the toys started, and then I was like, oh no. Jesse, I'm imagining this game, by the way, with all those little doohickeys, that like those little pieces are going to be blind bagged. You know what I mean? Like.
Okay, so here we go. Here we go. All right.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Turn the volume up on this. Okay.
Yeah. I. You're right. It does look like it could be good.
Okay.
But who sees? Who? We'll see how that goes. So,
I love the art look. Very
The art cool style looks very cool.
Halo-esque or Destiny.
And this is a multi-platform game, by the way. This is on Xbox One and PS4 and Switch. So I don't know if this special little grip thing is coming with the like in the box. But it's like it's an interesting.
It's looking very cool.
Yeah. It's speaking to my Star Fox, my Star Fox.
Oh no, no! Why would you?
You just saw the controller, didn't you?
Does anyone? You know what you need to do? Look up Captain Power. and that is exactly what that is. That is Captain Power toy. This is
no good.
Why would you do that? Why are you building?
I seriously feel like they're gonna put those little like side guns like in little blind bags that you're gonna have to buy for like a buck a piece in like a gacha machine. That's what that feels like, and it immediately takes like, ooh, that looks like a really good game. That looks really fun. I like the art style. I love the. Oh no, why would I want this?
Why would you do that?
Yeah, it looks like a good game, but also. I don't know. We'll see. It's nice that Ubisoft is at least recognizing like, oh, this is a kind of game that we could take to the Switch. This is a kind of game that we would not take to the Switch. This is a game they would put on the Switch. So,
well, the fact that it's for Xbox One, PS4, like that's, you know, good on you.
Yeah.
I have some concerns.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah. So well, I'm gonna on that note, we have some emails. I'm gonna play the bumper. I'm gonna play the bumper and we're gonna get to it. All right.
Do it.
All right. And of course, The mailbag is brought to you by our folks over at oneupbox.com. Oneupbox is our wonderful people who give us green boxes full of goodies every month. If you want to go over to oneupbox.com and use the code NintendoDads, you will get $3 off your first box. So thank you, oneupbox, for your support of the show.
And absolutely, just before we get into our mail, awesome. Thank you very much for everyone who jumped into our YouTube live stream right now and has been chatting away. We see some of our favorite friends in here, including Adam Goswick, Nintendo Nostalgia, Kalo, Rosa Death, Brad, obviously Josh, he was in there too, Mr. Josh Thomas. We have Josh in here in relation to that. Guys, be nice to each other on the internet. Just because your opinion is different than someone else doesn't mean you have to be a jerk.
I agree.
Yeah. All right.
I agree.
That's my lesson.
I agree.
The more you know.
We love
Brad, I see you in there too. Ed, thanks very much, guys, for jumping in here. This is great. I love the community that we have, that you guys jump in here, watch and throw comments in here. Dave Space, Adam Leonard, guys, Mikey Dreamy. Sean, so thank you so much,
Sean
guys.
Capri. Should, gotta love Sean.
Sean Capri, get the hell out of my chat.
Hey. Oh, be nice to each other on the internet, Justin. Come on. Or I'm gonna abuse.
I just like mugging Sean.
I will abuse this button.
Wobble Puffet. Wobble Buffet.
That's for you, Sean. That's for you.
I just like giving Sean a hard time. I like to bug him. He's a good guy. You can take a good ribbon some words. So we got some emails. I asked our community. I said, hey, guys, send me in some emails, your reactions and thoughts. Phoenix Moore says, all I'm going to say and all that needs to be said is Metroid Samus Returns.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. So, yeah, Phoenix, obviously he was part of our group Patreon chat as well. And he was like, these guys were off the wall excited for it. So that's great. I think that seems to be the resounding comment about E3 for Nintendo is Metroid, right? Everyone's like, Metroid is it, right? Like, no one really cares about Kirby or Yoshi as long as we got Metroid.
Yeah.
Everyone was expecting something from Metroid. They were only expecting to hear, is it a Prime game or is it a 2D game? Making, you know, half the audience awesome and the other half salty. They weren't expecting both sides to be happy. So I think that's the biggest reason why everyone's so up on this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally.
Next email comes from Brian Scott.
I can read this one if you want.
Oh, sure. I don't think
you need to read all of them, Justin. That's okay.
Well, if you feel like you want to do some actual work for this podcast, you know what? I just
show up and record and just whatever, just hang out. Brian here, aka at @BravesB_ on Twitter. I just wanted to throw out some feedback on the spotlight from today. As most of us expected, Metroid Prime 4 gets announced, which dumped massive amounts of coal into the hype train. Then follow it up during the treehouse with the news of a 2D Metroid coming to 3DS is a sucker punch of excitement I don't think many of us were expecting. Again, Crow never tasted so good, gentlemen. If this is what eating Crow tastes like, I need to do this more often. Xenoblade Chronicles 2 also looks amazing, and I can't wait to jump into that IP for the first time myself. Same with the core Pokemon RPG that was briefly mentioned, as I've never played a Pokemon game either. Oh man, Brian. What? Brian, you Sun and Moon's a good place to do it too, but you know, either way, if you've retired your 3DS, then yes, this game will be really exciting too. He goes on, all the amiibo need anything else to be said? Breath of the Wild ones, especially though. My last thought and hot take here: I'm not in love with the looks of Mario Odyssey gameplay. I know deep down in the bowels of my heart that it's probably going to be charming and fun, but in watching the trailer, I just wasn't as excited for it as I wanted to or expected to be. I plan to give it a fair chance, though, and hope that I'm very, very wrong in my initial feelings. Thanks, guys. Brian. Well, first of all, I just want to say that that comment about the bowels of your heart, you may want to brush up on your anatomy, but that's okay. Bowels are not in your heart, but that's fine. Second, I would say, you know, it is definitely they're calling it a sandbox like Mario game. I think that is what we initially expected, or at least some of us expected, is that there was going to be a giant hub world, and that there would then be a bunch of worlds that are all interconnected from that hub world. I think my suspicion, and this is maybe me getting ahead of and kind of making a prediction here based on what we've seen, I feel like the hub world is going to be more like Super Mario Galaxy 2 with the overworld map that is going to be like an interface within your little spaceship, and then all of the individual, like, imagine if Mario 64 was still all of those really cool sort of independent levels that you had like a big sandbox opportunity in each one of these smaller contained levels. But then instead of being able to wander around Peach's castle, you have an interface, right? Or if it was like one room with all of the paintings in it, that's
during the treehouse. There was a side comment that was made that, you know, in the HUD that in the upper left, they showed the number of moons that were collected. They said in the full game, you'd actually see like a dashed outline for each one missing, so you know how many you have to get before you can get to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
But so that aspect was omitted from the E3 build.
Yeah.
Because they're not having the game jump to worlds. You know, each one will just be in a world and just, that's it. So sounds like it'll be just kind of like, it could be just like the original Super Mario Brothers, just linear, you know, No world map, just level, 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 level.
And you probably can go back to your spaceship to go back to previous levels. If you don't get all of them within your first sort of playthrough or whatever, but yeah, it does seem like there's going to be a little bit, it's not going to be quite as hugely open world as we expected. Or at least that some people may be expecting. So
yeah, not like Zelda where you can do anything in any order.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not going to be,
still be linear that way.
Yeah, I agree. Right on. Justin, we got one more here. Oh no, that's a press release. So that's it.
Yeah, that's something totally different. Right. So a couple of things that I want to do before we start our way out. First, I want to give a big happy birthday shout out to Michael PJ Mancher or Pajama Prime. It is his birthday on the 14th. And that's coming up. So by the time this, you know, is released and he hears it, that should be about right. So happy birthday to you. Also, big happy birthday, but congratulations to someone that's actually noticeably missing from the Nintendo Treehouse is Morgan.
Yeah.
And Morgan had a second child born recently, so I guess he's staying at home with the family and is not at E3 this year. He's obviously missed, but congratulations to him as well. And just before we head out, I want to give a thank you. A huge shout out and thank you to the following people. And Zach, are you ready for this one?
Yes.
Okay. You want to time me? You want to maybe get a stopwatch ready?
What are we doing? On your marks, get set, go.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you, Miguel. Thank you, Rich. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Roy. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Miguel. Thank you, Sheldon. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Edwin. Thank you, then and now. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Nick. Thank you, Phoenix. Thank you, Marty. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, John. Thank you, Colin. Thank you, Justin. Thank you, John. Thank you, Make Us Better. Bruce, Luke, Tim, Adam, Jeremy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Red Z TV, Gary, Neil, Rick, Holden, Derek, Chris, Zelda, Drummer, Chad, Toys for Games, Eric, Plunk, Jesse, Matthew, Sean. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Zach, do you know who all those people are?
Those are all of our patrons.
All of our patrons.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. Thank you so much for your support. So genuinely, thank you for allowing us. Your support allows us the ability to create content like this, to be able to support
absolutely, dude,
people's desire for this and create amazing content and community. So thank you for every single one of your Patreon. We are so grateful. And thank you for everyone that listens to us, downloads us, watches us live, tweets us, is interacting with our community. Guys, this is the reason why we do this, is because of you. And thank you so much for everything you guys do for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think about, like, this is a fun time to reflect on, like, where we were like a year ago and where we are now and the growth that we've seen in the community. And it's just awesome. It's times like this that I'm glad we do what we do. It's a good time. So thank you everybody for your support. If you are not yet a supporter of us, go over to patreon.com/NintendoDads. If this episode has thawed the ice in your heart, so you can also be.
Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily the word I was looking for there. But
how's that for gratitude? No, for real though, we're happy to do this for free. We do this for free anyways. being able to go to my wife and say, yeah, you know what? But Nintendo Dads is going to help cover it this time, honey. It's like, oh, okay, fine. You can get this game. Okay, yes. Right. So. You're helping us out, everybody. We appreciate your support. Any final thoughts, guys?
Yeah, there was one thing I wanted to mention that I don't think we brought up yet. Is part of the Mario Odyssey that was shown in the trailer, part of the initial event, and then was focused on more in the treehouse, was at certain parts of the game, you'll get these 2D playing areas where Mario will jump into through a pipe and then turn into 8-bit NES Mario. And yeah, all the enemies are NES. And even with after Mario bought the sombrero and the poncho, the 8-bit Mario still had the Mexican gear on, and I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was really cool.
So I'm looking forward to seeing how other ways they merge the 2D play with the 3D play.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Let's just real quick go around the horn. Highlight of E3, and everybody in the chat, sound off. Highlight of E3 for you, Justin. Let's start with you.
Highlight's got to be the
remake.
No, the love that Metroid's getting.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Yeah, I think that's mine too. Yes, Metroid love, I think, is my moment of the show as well. Combined moment. It is the first time that I actually nearly had a Roger moment where I nearly cried. I'm just gonna call it a Roger moment because that's just what he does. But yeah, absolutely. It was so exciting. Especially that remake that's coming, it's coming in September, because we actually got to see it and we get to play. We know we're playing that soon. And I think just the idea that Nintendo, you know, the idea that this game is called Metroid Samus Returns, I almost feel like that is a message to the fans, right? Like, no, guys, Samus is back. We didn't forget that Metroid exists. Samus is back. It's going to be, you know, like, in other words, Samus is not dead. We know that you guys love Samus, and we know that you love Metroid. We have not forgotten you, and you're going to get to play some more Metroid games. So I'm so excited. Jesse, what about you, man?
Yeah, Samus Returns is probably my game. Yeah. And the even though the original Metroid 2 had a subtitle.
Yeah.
Return of Samus. So they just flipped it around.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. By the way, who would have thought that I'm seeing it in the chat. We've already got people hyped about Metroid. Who would have thought that Nintendo's most anticipated game of the show would be a 3DS game? Right,
like, and a remake from a game from 1991.
Yeah, for the original Game Boy. Right, like that is that's pretty exciting. Odyssey as well. I think that's the other big one is Odyssey. So that's good times. I'm excited for that as well. Right on. Well, with that, everybody, I'm gonna cue up our music
here.
That
will be 26 years.
Yeah. Holy cow, dude. Well, with that, it is time. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Nintendo Dads podcast. And if you want to follow us on all of the social medias, you can do so on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Nintendo Dads. If you want to email us, you can do so at nintendodads@gmail.com. If you want to watch our videos, you can go over to YouTube or Twitch and look for Nintendo Dads. You'll find us there. Call in and leave us a voicemail at 929-25-NDADS. That's 929-256-3237. Big thanks to OC Remix for our music throughout the show. Not today, but usually. As well as to Carter Johnson for our amazing artwork. And Adam Leonard from the Mega Dads. We are going to be hearing from the Mega Dads at some point. Go over and check them out. They are our official correspondents for E3 this year. If you want to change the world, which I know that you do, go over to Apple Podcasts is what they call themselves now. They don't call themselves iTunes. I don't know. Go over to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review. Written reviews are even better. And if you want to subscribe to the show, you can do so on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and, of course, VGTribune.com. For me, for Justin, for Jesse, and for the absent... and alone in the dark, Marty Estes. We'll see you next week. Bye bye.
Bye bye. That was very nice. Alex is saying good show, guys. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Nintendo Dads.
Sorry, I had to switch apps.